This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hamas's call for solidarity events raises safety concerns for Jews worldwide. From Washington State in the U.S., Natasha Mazgavoya reports from a university campus where tensions were visible.
Bissan Barghouti with Samidun Seattle, a Palestinian prisoner solidarity network, was one of Thursday's rally organizers on the University of Washington campus. Calls by Hamas for diaspora Palestinians to show solidarity with their fight raised alarm in Jewish communities worldwide. Some Jewish activists voiced concerns about a rally in Seattle in support of Palestinians' right to resistance. The event flyer showed a parachute glider, one of the means by which Hamas crossed into Israel from Gaza. Natasha Mosgovaya, VOA News, Seattle, Washington.
An Israeli shell has landed in a gathering of international journalists covering clashes on the border in South Lebanon, killing a Reuters videographer and leaving six other journalists injured. An Associated Press photographer at the scene saw the body of the dead journalist and the six who were wounded. Some of them were rushed to hospitals in ambulances. One nearby car was charred. Reuters said one of its journalists was killed and two others were wounded. Al Jazeera identified two of its employees among the wounded. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed in a nationally televised address to destroy Hamas as the army prepares for an expected ground invasion of the Gaza Strip. Palestinians began a mass exodus from northern Gaza Friday after Israel's military told some 1 million people to evacuate toward the southern part of the besieged territory. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. Hamas dismissed the evacuation order as a ploy and called on people to stay in their homes. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.